Welcome to the Modern Marketing Today podcast. I'm your host, Jenna Sindel. Over the last few years, there has been a growing awareness about mental health and a real effort to end the stigma. Nonprofit organizations like the Women's Center are leading the way in educating the public and ensuring services are available to those in need. In this episode, we're discussing the role the Women's Center has played in addressing the constantly changing mental health needs of the community. The Women's Center has provided mental health counseling, support, and education services, including domestic violence and sexual assault assistance, to communities in the Virginia and Washington, D.C. area since 1974. Funding from corporate partners enables the Women's Center to provide these services at a reduced fee to ensure that no one is turned away. For the organizations that invest in the success and well-being of individuals, it not only supports corporate social responsibility goals, but positively impacts the community in which their employees live and work. For our conversation today, I sat down with Rachna Krishnan, Chief Executive Officer at the Women's Center. I hope you enjoy our conversation. Rachna, thanks for joining me today. We're here to talk about the Women's Center and the fact that you guys are supporting an important anniversary this year, 50 years of serving the community. Over those 50 years, how has the organization's mission changed?
Sure. Well, first of all, thank you for having me. I'm so excited to be here and to talk about the Women's Center. The Women's Center has had a long history, 50 years. And interestingly, when the Women's Center started, we were really about helping women get back into the workforce, or really to help women who needed to get into the workforce for whatever reason. And we did career counseling, skill building, and things like that. But over the last 20 years, last 50 years, the needs of women have evolved tremendously. The needs of our community have evolved tremendously. And so now our mission is to significantly improve the mental health and well-being of all members of the community through counseling, education, and support, regardless of ability to pay. So we do mental health counseling for men and women, all gender identities. And we do domestic violence and advocacy services for victims of domestic violence. Again, that could be men and women. And our goal is to help people go from victim to survivor to thriver. So our services have evolved quite a bit over the last 50 years.
I love the way that you're changing to meet the needs of the community as life is different, more complex, as issues come to light more, such as mental health services and making sure people can access them. Speaking of that, how do you make sure you can connect with the communities that you serve to get people the services they need?
Sure. So we are in the community quite a bit. We are partnering with other nonprofits, with neighborhood associations. We partner with government agencies, and we are constantly talking to our communities to understand what their needs are. We look at data, we look at reports, we understand what the trends are in mental health and otherwise. So we are, we're a real partner in the community. We are, like, we're the go-to. A lot of people, when they think of mental health counseling for the underinsured, uninsured, low income, many people will actually think of the Women's Center because we are so integrated in the community.
That's fantastic that it's easy for people to find the services that they need through the Women's Center.
Absolutely.
What are some of the sort of success stories or positive impacts that you've been able to see on the communities that you serve?
There's so many. I have to think of a few just for now. First of all, I'll just say we have impacted over 100,000 lives over the last 50 years. So we are very thrilled to have had such a significant impact in the community. So we have helped people. I talk to our clients all the time. And I run into our clients, actually, all the time. And what people say to me is, the Women's Center has saved my life. I would not be where I am today if it hadn't been for the Women's Center. So we know that our services are really making a difference. We track the quality outcomes. We look at things like, are people improving in their function? Do people feel less isolated? And do they have a safety plan? So we are continually kind of monitoring our services and looking at the quality outcomes to make sure that we are having an impact.
That's great to hear. As we know, none of this work is inexpensive. What role do corporate sponsors play in your ability to expand these services and serve more community members?
Yeah, the corporate sponsors play a very, very big role. We have, you know what they say, no money, no mission. And so the corporate sponsors are really one of our largest donors. They are our biggest fundraising sources. So we have two big annual events, the Leadership Conference, which we have like 600 people come every year across the DMV, and our Fall Gala. And the corporate sponsors, companies buy tables. They provide corporate sponsorships to these events. And I'm sure you know the drill. They send their people to these amazing events. And that is how we do fundraising. And then we use that money to provide counseling services, domestic violence support services to low-income communities, people who can't pay for their own service or their own care.
Do you want to give a shout out to any of your corporate sponsors in particular?
Oh, sure. Well, there's so many. I don't want to offend anyone I don't mention. But this year, SAIC is our 50-year mission sponsor. So definitely a shout out to them. And then we have so many other big sponsors, such as Maximus. And a lot of the GovCon folks are big sponsors for us. But across all industries, really across all spectrums, we have corporate sponsors.
That's phenomenal. And a big thank you to all of those who do support. Mm-hmm. What do they get out of it, though? How does investing in mental health and well-being impact them as well?
So, this is really about corporate social responsibility. And many corporations have foundations, or they want to make a difference in the community. And it's all fruit for good reasons. But research has shown that companies that have strong corporate social responsibility programs and a strong kind of ethos around that have employees that are more engaged. They have a greater sense of purpose. Yeah. And it kind of creates that stickiness with the company. Mm-hmm. So I think that the corporations, they give and then their employees benefit. They benefit by being able to go to the events, which are something quite educational, especially the Leadership Conference. And it creates a sense of purpose for employees. And we all want that. In these newer generations, the millennials, they really want a sense of purpose. And not just them, but definitely all different age groups. That sense of purpose at work is very important.
That's really great to hear, Rachna. I know my colleague Rebecca had the opportunity to attend the Leadership Conference, and the experiences and the information she received there, she's still bringing good ideas to us from that experience and changing how we do some of our work. So that was incredibly beneficial for her and also for us. So thank you for that.
Well, I'm glad Rebecca got to attend. Maybe we'll see you later at one of our events.
I hope so. So before we wrap up, is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners?
Yeah, so our gala is coming up on October 26, 2024 at the Ritz-Carlton Hotel in Tysons Corner. It's a special gala for us because it's our 50th anniversary gala. We're going to be receiving some awards from the U.S. Congress. Our congressman will be attending to give us making an entry into the congressional record. The Virginia House of Delegates, our delegate Holly Siebold, will be presenting us with a proclamation commemorating us for 50 years of impact in the community. And it'll be fun. That's like, there'll be a live auction, a silent auction, dinner, drinks, dancing. We have a live band. So it'll be a lot of fun, and corporate sponsorships are still going on. So if your company wants to get a corporate sponsorship, they can do that, or individual ticket sales have also started. But it'll be a very, very fun evening, and lots of dinner, dancing, drinks, and a great time to celebrate the mission of the Women's Center.
That sounds fantastic. And we'll include links to purchase tickets and for corporate sponsorships at the end of the podcast and also on the post so that everybody can find those links easily and become part of this amazing celebration.
Yeah, that would be fantastic. The more the merrier, the more the merrier.
Rachna, thank you for joining us today, and a big thank you to our listeners for tuning in. If you're interested in staying up to date on the latest best practices, lessons learned, and proven strategies for using innovative technologies to address the challenges faced by marketers, be sure to visit Modern Marketing Today. I've been your host, Jenna Sindel. Until next time.